Do you remember how the Lord appeared to John? He showed himself to John on the island of Patmos. Here are a couple of pictures of how the Lord showed himself to remind us how he showed himself to John. And what is in the Lord's right hand? Do you remember? Yes?
Seven stars.
Seven stars. And what is the Lord walking in the midst of? What's all around him? Seven what? Yes? Yes, seven golden lampstands. That's right. It was a wonderful, beautiful, awesome picture of the Lord that the Lord gave to John. And then the Lord gave John a job to do for him. He said, I want you to write letters for me to the seven churches. A church is a group of people who worship the Lord together, like we are the Kempton New Church. And the first church that the Lord wanted John to write to was the church in a town called Ephesus. Ephesus. So in the Lord's letter to the church in Ephesus, first he explains that it is he himself, the Lord, who's writing to the church. And then he says, here are some good things that you're doing. And he praises the church for its good things. And then he warns them, but there's some things you've stopped doing that you should be doing. And then at the end, he promises them if they repent and go back to doing their first works, then he'll give them a heavenly reward. You can hear, what is the heavenly reward that the Lord promises to the church in Ephesus? To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, the Lord is saying to John, this is what I want you to write. These things, says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know thy works. I know what you do. And thy labor and thy patience, and that thou canst not bear evil ones. And that you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And thou hast borne and hast persistence, and for my name thou hast labored and hast not faltered. You haven't given up. So those are good things about the people in Ephesus. But this I have against thee, that thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen, and repent, and do the first works. And if not, I will come to thee quickly, and will move thy lampstand out of its place, unless thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So what heavenly reward did the Lord promise to the people in Ephesus? Yes? That's right. We can eat from the tree of life in the middle of the garden of God. And what was something good that the Lord said about the people of Ephesus? What is something good that they do? It says that they are people who read the word carefully. They search in the Lord's word to find out what's right and wrong. And they don't like evil people. And they don't like people who say they are teaching the truth. They say they are apostles, but really they are liars. They like to tell the difference between what's true and what's false. And that's not always easy. That's hard, because it's easier to just go along with what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is saying. But the people in the church of Ephesus, they're people who read the Lord's word carefully, and they say, no, wait, that's not right. That's not what the Lord says. And that's very important, because if we don't do what the Lord says, then we are not going to go to heaven. We're going to make our life unhappy instead of happy. Our life is not going to be fruitful. And one thing the Lord also praises the people of Ephesus is says, you hate the works of the Nicolaitans. The Nicolaitans were people who thought, I deserve to be praised for all the good things that I do. And they like to go around boasting and bragging and telling everybody what good things I do. Well, the people in Ephesus know that that's wrong. They know that the Lord is the one who gives us all our talents and who inspires us to do good things. And so really, the praise belongs to the Lord, not to us. And that the point is to learn to be useful and to love being useful, not to love being praised. That's very important because that's how we can become truly like angels and really happy in our life and be really useful people. But what did the people of Ephesus forget? What have they left? The Lord says, "This I have against you, that you have left your first," remember what word he said? "Your first love." What are the two great loves that the Lord's word teaches us? The two great commandments. Thou shalt love what? What does it say? The Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. That's right. So the people of Ephesus are people who have been so busy searching out what's wrong that they've forgotten that the point of the whole word is to teach us to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's why it's important to know what's right and wrong so that we can truly love our neighbors. But the Lord says to the people in Ephesus, you can repent. You can go back and do your first works, the works you used to do of helping your neighbors. And then I will give you that special reward. What's the special reward for the people of Ephesus? To eat from, what does it say? The tree of life. Now, do you have ears to hear what the Lord is saying to the churches? Are you willing to listen carefully and do what the Lord says? Because then you can be like the church in Ephesus. You can be someone who reads the word carefully, who really finds out what's right and wrong, and uses it to love your neighbors as yourself, the way the Lord intends it to. And then, where do you think the paradise of God is? Where is the tree of life that the Lord wants to let you eat from? Is it in heaven? I think that's right. And that's where, so that's the Lord, what the Lord is saying. If you learn to follow my word carefully, then you will be happy in heaven forever. Amen.